out of the gate. We haven't even started yet.
That's what we do and what we do best.
Well, get it out of your system because welcome to Hooting and Hollering. My name is Matt. It's been a while. I missed all of you. Well, no, that's not true. I didn't miss a few of you, and you know who you are. It's great to be back. The show has changed drastically. Consider it an entirely new show now, because I am. This one is going to be professional, with air quotes. You now have permanent co-host, so you get to hear so much more than me, thank God. Joining me every single episode, friends of mine, fellow Alabamians, and hooting and hollerings, we have across from me, Eric Nix.
Hello.
There it is. There's Eric.
Man, that's three words on the podcast.
That's he's only allowed three words every episode.
And I'll be seeing you guys next week.
There it is. We have Drake Pittman.
What's up?
Diagonally from me. There. And then Shane Murray. There it is. Also, not in frame here is Joey Presley, our producer, audio engineer, and lover. I think maybe.
Yeah,
his microphone is currently on the fritz, but he may yell occasionally. So if you hear voices, you may or may not be crazy, but it may or may not also be Joey, or Joey's voice may or may not be in your head.
That's the one. Mm.
All the above.
It just zooms in, and that's our conscious.
If I'm going to have any voice in my head, I actually, of this group right here, I would take Joey's voice.
For sure.
It's the most calming voice in here.
It's soothing.
If that was my internal dialect, I wouldn't get anything done.
We just heard how he talks.
Just whoo!
Yeah.
that's
currently
straight up
currently in my head.
That's straight up insane.
All day, every day.
Yes.
Just whoo!
Charge your rent.
Not good. Not good. No.
Shane likes a rhythm with a tism.
Mm. All right. All right, then.
I've been on the spectrum for a while, and I ain't talking internet.
Wow. Wow.
This is the one-liners are just on all cylinders today.
Yeah, I'm not sure if those were prepared or not.
You got to save some of these for later episodes. Don't just blow it all in the first 5 minutes of episode one. Yeah.
Oh, you must not know much about me, buddy.
That's what I do. I blow it early. So the format of the show has not changed. It's still we're all going to do a little hooting, do a little hollering, which in this context means hooting is something that you are something positive that you've experienced or something you're happy, you're excited about. It's more on the positive side. And then hollering, the other end of that spectrum, negative. Not happy about.
I never
angry.
Knew hollering could only be negative like that.
Well, and it's not, but for the in this space,
most of the time,
that's
probably.
What it means.
Good 69% of the time,
and that's the beautiful thing about I think Southern words and phrases. You make it up as you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so that works
kind of like we're doing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So every week or every other week, discussing what we're hooting and hollering about, just to get to know us a little bit better, we decided to not be super timely. Keep it pretty evergreen for you, because maybe you're listening to this, you know, 70 years down the road, civilization is burned to the ground, and this is the only thing that's left. And
just playing over speakers constantly.
Mm-hmm.
We could tap into the tornado sirens. It can't be that.
I don't
hard.
Think it would be hard at all. No, nobody's no. watching the one in Bagley. It's just.
I think they have like a just a plug in.
It is. Yeah. Actually, now that you've said that, I kind of want to see if I can. That's got to be a federal offense.
We could definitely tap into the speakers and down.
That's probably quickly a federal offense.
Most likely, yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
So somebody listening, let us know.
Yeah.
If you can hear us on the tornado siren. This is the first Wednesday of the month at 10 a.m.
Or we'll listen for you.
The tornado siren is just Shane hollering.
Yeah, that would actually miss out too
bad. That's what we
could
do. We could record that, which we are, and just play that on the tornado siren.
Yeah.
And problem solved.
We definitely could hack into downtown Jasper's little speaker system. They got.
Oh yeah, that's not hard to do.
That should be easy.
Unlimited plays.
I feel like you could
literally
probably
connect to it by Bluetooth.
Just step out there on the square with your phone.
I'm gonna say if you're standing at City Hall, you'll pick it up on Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Who wants to kick us off here on a little hoot and holler and tell us what you're?
I think you probably can.
Well, okay, we'll do this. Well, hooting. Excited for. Just banana pudding in general right now. It's been Easter. Everybody have banana pudding at Easter? I feel like that is.
I did.
Yeah.
On the record is like, I think banana pudding is, you can have it at any like holiday in the South for dessert. Like it's not off limits at Christmas, Thanksgiving. But I feel like it's most associated with Easter.
I most associate it with barbecue. Don't know why.
Sure. Well, that is a barbecue go-to.
Because it's a barbecue restaurant dessert. Yeah. Always.
I will not even consider a barbecue restaurant, like, possibly for, like, a top-tier spot if it does not have banana pudding as an option for a side. I don't even want to mess with it.
No, and for a side.
Side, yeah. Okay. Okay. A side.
Not dessert.
You get two with this pulled pork plate. And yes. I'm going to get baked beans. I'm going to get banana pudding.
I'll double up the banana pudding, please.
That's genius. I don't hate that at all.
Pulled pork sandwich, two banana puddings.
Get my protein and my sugar.
And some bread.
And they're going to be stingy with it. They all are. You're going to get like a shot glass size banana pudding. Which is, who scoops that at home? I've never seen anybody do that. I mean, you get a bowl. Mm-hmm. You fill up the bowl like it's cereal.
Like an actual bowl,
family functions just because banana pudding wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll stop.
Oh, yeah. Entirely. They know how to get rid of you now, don't they?
Popping hot take. I'm not a big banana pudding guy. So I'll see
you just never
out.
Had the right
This is Drake's last episode.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Farewell. Well, I'll be hollering about Drake then.
Yeah. Oh, there'll be a lot of hollering Drake. About my takes. Ask Shane.
Yeah, that was not a very spicy take, Hooten, but it's kind of a setup to my hollering, which is the Savannah bananas.
When you brought that up, I'm anxious to get into this.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've been on the fence about it for a while. For those who are not aware, the Savannah bananas is a baseball team, and I use that term loosely. They are essentially the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
That's exactly what they are.
But I don't think that they stay true to like the essence of what is the Harlem Globetrotters, and that is my problem with them. Is like, if you go to their website right now, I think like in big block letters it says making baseball fun again, which I take offense to.
Disrespectful.
It is. I think baseball has always been fun. And they've created their own little thing called Banana Ball where the rules are
non-existent.
Crazy. Yeah, which is not, now you're not even playing baseball.
No.
Baseball is
it's
so
a
much.
Show.
They've got a show. Oh, yeah.
100%. I am a fan.
They're dancing out there.
I'm a fan of the foul ball rule they have.
Oh, that's cool.
If a fan catches it, you're out.
Oh, I like that.
See?
Could you imagine that, like, in the MLB? That'd be, you could foul all day in like Miami. There's nobody there to catch it.
Well, what was that dude's name in Chicago?
Just aiming where to
Bartman.
Foul it
Steve Bartman.
Bartman could have been a hero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look how quickly that story turns.
I know.
Yeah.
Let him make a play.
That team should be in Pigeon Forge in a dinner spot.
They're probably 10 years away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they play the same team like the Globetrotters?
I'm pretty sure.
Always play the Senators or whoever?
They're always wearing pink.
Party something. Animals.
Yeah.
That's who they play?
Mm-hmm. Which is great. The Harlem Globetrotters have like a fake, like it looks, they trot out the Washington Generals and make it look like they're a real team. And they're like, oh my God, I can't believe. And no, the Party Animals dance too. It's just.
No, yeah, it's. Yeah. The Party Animals were supposed to be there for a serious baseball game.
Do you think the Generals ever knew that they were part of the joke? Or they were trying, legitimately trying?
That would be fantastic if the first time they did, just put an ad in the paper for like just wanted ballers.
Five to seven guys. Just need 5 to 7 guys, little basketball history.
Yeah.
It's going to get fancy.
Somebody sitting in a pickup game is like watching the worst one. Like, he'll do.
Yeah, this is my chance.
Yeah.
Globetrotter's like this little move with the ball.
It's so good.
Yeah. That's the best.
Yeah. I mean, Savannah Bananas, they've got social media, but they'll never have like a cartoon like the Globetrotters did.
Yeah. That's true.
I've got a Globetrotters action figure.
Wow.
What does it do? It's more of a big rubber thing. I call it, I just didn't want to call it a doll.
I've got a home big
There's
Barbie
nothing
doll.
Action figure. It's a figure.
Yeah.
What action? It just stands there, mostly.
Yeah, I broke its head off, actually. Oh. Glued it back on. No action with this thing.
Swap the ball in the head.
Yeah, it's not. It's
like those LeBron Space Jam dolls everybody was desecrating at Walmart's. I wound up on Let's Mess with the LeBron Dolls at Walmart's side of TikTok back in like 2020. I don't know if anybody else saw that.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. I get on weird things, and I watched them all, and I just enjoy and no hate for LeBron or Walmart or toys. I just thought it was funny that the people were going into Walmart and plucking the head off of LeBron's figurine.
Well, that's what they're doing to it.
And that's it. And they were just taking his head off. And so Walmart had to put it behind glass. Like, you can't touch the LeBron doll anymore.
God, like a Nintendo or something.
Pretty much.
God.
And that's the end of that trend.
Imagine asking the lady in electronics or whatever, could you get your keys so I can get one of LeBron dolls?
What game are you looking for? I'm not. I want the LeBron doll, please.
I need a LeBron doll.
Anyway.
It's miserable.
The Savannah Bananas, they're
I get it.
They're fine. I don't hate them. I just don't like the things.
You're more annoyed by them.
A little bit. The things that they say. They can keep doing their thing, and they can keep dancing and doing their TikToks, but I just don't.
I'm kind of tired.
Don't
want
to take shots at baseball.
No,
the sport. You don't exist without it.
They're making a mockery of it. That's what they're
doing. That's an old man take, but yeah.
That's
a pawpaw with Jack's in the morning take.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. And I bet they, if you showed them that, like 9 out of 10 old men at Jack's would agree.
Yes.
That's sacrilegious is what the bananas
they'd
are doing.
Be like, we're not going to stand for it.
Yeah.
That's when you get the back when I was a kid line.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, if you shake your butt on a baseball field like that.
They don't like celebrations, the old people. They
No. Act like you've been here before, they say.
Yeah.
That's what the old people say, and coaches.
I will say, though,
they are
watching any sport at any level. Like the coldest thing, the best celebration I really think you can do. I don't mind a good bat flip or like a good old touchdown dance, but I think it's cold when you can score on a big play and then just walk it off.
Walk off,
yeah.
Walk off.
Like I've done.
Hand
this,
the ball.
This no
hand
deal.
The ball to the ref.
Yes,
I like that. Yeah. I like that move.
Yeah,
I don't even need it.
Yeah,
don't you guys just show no trying emotion. To make the old head takes cool. Is that the trend that we're going for now? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I am an old head.
Yes.
And bald head.
And we're cool.
Yeah.
My favorite celebration of all time, I'm a Packers fan, but it happened to them. Randy Moss pulled his pants down like he mooned the crowd. He didn't actually pull them down. He made the motion of it and then rubbed his butt on the goalpost.
Solid,
the hardest thing I've ever seen, I was dying laughing.
I remember that. That was a flag. My God. Pretty quickly.
Yeah. He was not allowed to do that again, but he didn't
care.
I
like the Sharpie in the sock.
Pulled Terrell
out
Owens?
Autographed the football.
Yeah. Was it him that pulled out a flip phone as well? Is that Randy Moss? One of them.
No, I think it was T.O.
Yeah. That's they had some legendary ones.
Randy Moss
they were scoring
used
a lot
the sideline phone to call the box and tell him to call in the National Guard.
Yeah.
Because nobody
is a problem. Straight cash, homie.
That's a cold celebration.
That's as good as it gets right there.
It is. All right, there's my hooting and hollering.
It was good.
Okay. Can I go backwards with my hooting and hollering? I want to holler first.
Okay.
He got me mad out. Before he's happy.
Get it all out.
Well, because my
– end on a high note.
It'll just work better that way.
It's not the name of the show, but go right ahead.
Well, I was thinking maybe we could play around working title, hollering and hooting. But, you know, whatever.
Flip it on its head.
This is the hollering and hooting segment.
Yeah.
Anyways, hollering about what we almost experienced yesterday, tornadoes.
Mm. Not a fan.
Not good in the South.
No.
School gets out if they talk about it just a little bit. Another old man take.
It didn't. Yeah,
back in my day.
Yeah.
Book
you.
Over
history
the head.
Book on the head.
They were.
You get out there and you get killed in the.
Mom and Dad sent us to school fully prepared for us to die that day.
Yeah,
just like tornadoes are coming. Good luck.
Yeah, yeah. Just
see you at
don't
four,
call me.
Hopefully, hopefully yeah.
And you know there was never like thunderstorm warnings. Do you remember? I don't remember that. A thunderstorm just happened.
Yeah.
And they didn't come in TV for thunderstorms and stuff like that. They just
the TV only tornado, got cut in for. Hey, there's one on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 miles from you, there's a tornado.
Yep.
You gone, pretty much.
Are they cutting into TV for just thunderstorm warnings?
Severe thunderstorms, they call them now. I don't know.
Probably because the ratings for that are now higher than if you just ran programming you were going to do.
And certain,
that's the only time I'll flip on.
Certain meteorologists do it more than the others, too. They'll come in way before the other ones. Not James Spann. He ain't about that life. He's going
to
let you know the good.
He sticks to the rules he set. I assume he sets all the rules for all meteorologists.
He's
the
standard.
Weather.
He's the standard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Hooting for James Spann, but that's not my hooting.
that's for another day.
that's
permanent. Day. There's no hollering in that episode. We'll just be hooting.
Nah, it's just a
all
hoot.
Hoots.
Today's episode will only be hooting. But for my hooting, kind of along the same lines, is tornadoes also. They're not great, but we have kind of a fun thing that happens, always has in my household, where your cousins or whatever live in single-wide trailers, maybe, whatever, no storm pit. Mm-hmm. They all come over to the house.
Unplanned family reunion.
And it becomes a thing, you know? they come, our cousin Becky, she comes over when it's really stormy and will stay in our house if it's more in her part of the county or something like that, she'll bring pizzas. We'll just make a night of it. Watch the weather all night, whatever, you know. Probably it usually never happens, but she'll hang out till midnight or so, go home. It's a good time.
Yeah.
And then when I was a kid, we had a storm pit. Same thing. The neighbors would come over, and it's kind of like a little camp out.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, it kind of got me excited when we have these weather days like that, you know. Now, not excited for my house to be destroyed.
True.
Don't want that.
Yeah. Are y'all fans of sitting outside watching it storm?
Yes, absolutely. Love that.
Yeah.
Love it.
Sitting in the carport, letting the rain hit the roof, just watching.
Yeah, I got a detached carport, so I got to go out in it to get in the carport.
That's so scary. I wouldn't be I'm into not, that.
Nah. And a tree did fall through it one time, directly through it, like vertically.
I'm more afraid destroyed. Of I guess because I've had multiple family members have their house tore up from a tree falling on it than I have tornado. Like, yeah, that's way more prevalent.
I'm legitimately scared of that.
But that's like what you were saying. That's living on the Gulf Coast for a while. That's like a hurricane party. Mm-hmm. But you have so much advance warning, and you got a lot of people down there. The majority are like, I'm not leaving my house.
Right.
Like, if it goes, I go too.
Right.
And also, they board it up, and you kind of got a little bit of worry about, like, looters and stuff if you're going to be, like, cut off from your house for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then it gets scary.
Not good.
Yeah, you want to stay with your stuff.
Yeah.
I don't blame them. And so that's kind of like a hurricane party in a way.
We were in the Tuscaloosa tornado, and we seen looting firsthand in it.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah.
It was crazy. It was mostly people looting like gas stations and stuff, stealing cigarettes and everything. Stuff was just everywhere. I mean,
if nobody's going to smoke them, they won't let them go to waste.
Yeah, smoke them if you got them. And they had them. They had them.
Turns out they got them.
Yep. They were getting them.
Looting was just an everyday thing where I grew up.
Yeah, it's called theft.
Little you guys had to wait for weather? This is a Tuesday for us.
Yeah.
No, it's sunny outside. Let's go steal something.
We used to get in my grandmother's basement where these couches actually came from. Y'all were in there.
Right.
That's where we used to go down, and my dad would stand at the top of the stairs, just like arms crossed, looking out the window.
Oh, yeah.
And if he heard any footsteps coming up, dude, I've never seen – my dad wasn't an agile guy, but he'd whip around and break his neck halfway.
Really?
Dude.
Didn't want you coming up there?
No.
Yeah.
You stay down there.
Yeah, it's too dangerous up here.
All right, well, I'm going to go out the back door here.
Yeah.
And go sit in the carpet.
That storm pit that I had when we was a kid, it was technically in my grandparents' yard that was adjacent to ours, and it had no door. So you're just in there with hail and rain just blowing all in there. And a tornado came, probably would suck us right out the door, all eight or whatever of us that were in
there. Hug the walls, kids.
I feel like I have been through enough of them or close calls and watched plenty of videos where, like, I can know that we're really close to the tornado.
Yeah.
Like, you start seeing
insulation's falling.
Things flying. Yeah. You get pieces of some of your neighbor's house you see going through the trees. It's time to go. Yeah. It's time to hide.
Almost now. Too late.
Yeah. You see too many people videos where it's like, oh, this was their first rodeo. They didn't know better because they stay in that doorway way too long. Yeah.
Those are shingles falling and they're not mine.
Right.
Yeah.
When you see a trampoline that came from three streets over,
We have a trampoline now, but we did 30 minutes ago. So
somebody posted the other day a trampoline blew in their yard and just landed perfectly upright.
I think you just keep it.
It's yours.
It's yours now.
Yeah.
And they already had one, it looked like, too. So they now two trampolines.
Two
tramps. Yeah, put one by the pool, one by the basketball goal.
Done.
But why in the South, like why here, though, would the first thing you did not be anchor that thing down?
Well, so I'm glad you brought that up because same aspect, there was a dude video trying to anchor the trampoline, heavy rain, I mean, gets blowing sideways, he's sitting there just driving these stakes in the ground, trampoline takes off, and this genius grabs onto it and just gets dragged.
He was doing it too late. Yard.
Yeah.
Mine is anchored, but simply from erosion from the rest of my yard has washed all this dirt and sand over the top of the legs, and it's just permanently basically buried.
That's how hard
God's
it is.
Anchor.
There
you go. It's there. It's not going anywhere.
I've got a couple of pieces of rebar that I've got bent. And just kind of drug it over.
Well, you've been like working out a lot lately.
Can't you just flip it?
Flip the trampoline?
Just flip it upside down and put like a cinder block
on
it?
What if you have a safety?
Well, we all have a cinder block or two in our garage right now for no reason.
Yeah,
so
you don't want to do
just
that.
Just grab one of the random cinder blocks that everybody has.
And say, would you rather flip your trampoline over or a storm?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out there and flip it over.
Yeah, I'm not going to think about that.
What if the storm doesn't come? then another 2 weeks.
Idiot with an upside down trampoline.
You burned me once. I'm not doing it again.
If you're like me, that trampoline's gonna stay upside down for about 3 weeks.
Sorry, kids, it's here for the rest of spring.
Because I ain't about to go out.
What
there.
Is it for you? Like, I know some people are like, tornadoes are gonna be bad, and they just go to their safe place quickly.
Immediately.
That's my wife.
Oh, really? They don't even.
She will go as soon as they start saying like it's gonna be really bad today. Gone.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she will. She wants set. In a storm pit for an entire day, Sunday outside. Nothing ever happened. Terrified of them. Me, opposite. It's got to be like, I see it out the window.
Well, speaking of that, did it get bad on this side of the county last night? Because it didn't do.
I don't think it did much here, but it went north and south of us. We kind of split it. Yeah.
For a minute.
We get kind of lucky.
Which is rare. Usually we're the ones that get hit, and Birmingham gets split.
Yes, that's true. Well, it happens to me out of my place. We kind of get split by it all the time. Like it hits like here.
Yeah, your area has had more close calls,
right,
than anywhere else.
Yeah,
like whoops, it just got Cordova again. That's usually how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cordova gets hit. Jasper gets hit a lot. Tuscaloosa gets hit a lot.
Carbon Hill.
Carbon Hill always.
Yeah,
always.
We lived in a little community kind of adjacent to Carbon Hill, like through the trees more or less. Mm-hmm. And
what's that, Nauvoo?
Past Nauvoo, Thatch.
Oh, yeah, Thatch.
But no matter what, like if there was a tornado in Carbon Hill, Nauvoo, or anything, it was like it's destined to head right our way.
That's not good.
And
there's a certain path they take for sure.
I'm the high strung one. My wife is cool as a cucumber. Like we had like a detached laundry room at this house.
Mm-hmm.
She was outside just doing laundry, and all of a sudden James Spann's like, it's in Nauvoo and it's heading east, which we were east from there. And I just yelled, I was like, get in the car. Because we had to go to, like, the community storm shelter.
Oh, I was about to ask where you went.
The nuclear shelters is what I call them.
I've never been in one of those, but my parents go to them now if they've got my kids over.
They're very awkward.
It's weird.
It's just, like, a big – one of the ones is a giant tube. It's just two benches hugging each wall going all the way down, right? That's it?
Yeah. And they take your name when you go in and everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In case it gets uprooted.
I'm like, why do they got to take our name?
It's
such a safe place.
Exactly. I've seen the one that my parents go to, and I doubt anyone in there can write a name. It's not good.
The great people at Thatch Volunteer Fire Department.
They're good people. They're probably fine. This one,
iffy.
Yeah. I think they went like in the height of COVID, had to go in one of those. That was probably not good.
Oh, that COVID tornado, that Easter tornado we had.
I think it was.
That was wild. We lost power for like 2 days in the middle of the COVID nonsense.
Yeah. I thought that was it.
It was the worst.
That's terrible. One of the ones that barely missed us in Jasper.
Yeah. No, it nailed right here, like where we're at right now, right across the street.
It did. That's what I was about to say. That's what took my power out.
Yep.
Can I ask? I was mad. Since we're all locals here, was the cross thing staged?
Cross thing?
Where the two crosses fell, but the one stayed standing?
Where did that happen at?
Up here.
Lawler Church thing, whatever? Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either. I can't comment on it because I don't know. It seemed legit. Maybe. I don't know.
It was Easter.
I don't know anybody that goes there, no insight to where, like, I trust that person.
It was a little much.
It was timely.
Yeah.
Very timely.
I mean, who knows? Who's to say?
I need to zoom in on the drone pictures they took and see if I see any ground that got dug up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody might have picked it up.
Conspiracies.
I'm just glad it wasn't one of those like Gardendale First Baptist gigantic interstate crosses because that would take out the entire neighborhood.
That one coming into Jasper.
You don't want one of those flying at you. I wonder how those withstand a tornado because there's no way
top's gone.
There's no way.
At least in the middle of the interstate.
That's just catching wind. Hits the right angle, that's going to be like trampoline.
Just like an axe falling down in the...
How would you like to die from a giant cross? That's a free ticket to heaven right away. I think you just get to go.
God's like, you!
So you're here because a giant cross kills you. Yeah.
Remember his only begotten son?
Yeah.
No man knoweth the day or the hour, but this is it.
Sorry about that.
Who's supposed to go? Oh, crap. Wow.
Nailed Smash. To or nailed by. Automatic pass.
Man. Bam. Yeah. Oh. Wow. That was good. Don't know if that's true.
Somebody try it out.
Nope. No, thank you.
Hard pass for me.
Yeah, that's a no.
I'm just thinking about the visual of it. I'm imagining just sitting there on I-22 right there at the hill, and you just see the tornado coming, and you see the cross just get ripped, and it just goes up and starts whirling, and then out of sight.
Like a sword coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just goes. Yeah. Wow. Smashes through someone's house.
For sure.
Golly.
I just hope the Cracker Barrel is safe.
Oh, yeah.
It took us so long to get one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of church people go to Cracker Barrel. It's probably going to be all
right. God would protect the Cracker Barrel.
You would think so.
I don't think he would protect the truck stop.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
I think there's too much sinning in that truck stop parking lot.
That's a sin den.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No truck stops.
Lizards.
I'm not going to get started on truck stops. On
that's
this
another
one
episode.
Because
that's,
we have
a lot
done
of
hollering
about truck stop fornication right there.
That's not what I'm talking about, for the record.
Okay. Luke Cracker Barrel hollering truck stop.
Hey, does the Waffle House go too?
That one? Yeah, probably.
It's too new.
It's too clean.
Yeah,
it's too clean.
That's to me, that's in what I call an unseasoned Cracker Barrel. It is way too clean and new.
The
Waffle House is a little bit of a purgatory in that situation.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you got some hooting and hollering?
Yeah, I do got some hooting and hollering. I mean, we all came prepared, right?
Yeah, somewhat.
We'll Shane see. Might not have. I don't know.
See. I'm not going to lie. When I pulled my phone up earlier, I had to remember what my hooting was.
Oh, well.
I used to send him
bullet. You could just be hooting that you're here, buddy.
Yeah.
I used to send him bullet points of our podcast that we did, and he would be looking at his phone just trying to keep up with where we were.
One time?
He done it one time.
Well, that's
good. Maybe three.
That's good enough.
Maybe when he first started, when I was trying to
make he's letting you know right now he didn't read any of those.
No. No, he never.
No.
No, I've been on a podcast with him. It's nothing's prepared.
Well, I can't read, so.
Just along for the ride.
Yeah, he's just hanging on.
He's like, I'm not a co-host. I'm just a weekly guest.
What am I doing here?
Stand by that.
I was going to say the Ed McMahon of this, but I don't think y'all get that reference.
Y'all don't know who.
I remember Ed McMahon.
Do you?
What
you
Vince McMahon of it. That's a different conversation. What? Yeah, that's
nowadays.
That man, means something totally different.
I feel like they might be into the same things.
Ed McMahon, he's the one that did Star Search and went and knocked on people's doors with big checks, right?
Yeah.
He stayed busy. Yeah.
He was like, hell, or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Johnny Carson. Check for $3 million, and you're like, mm-hmm. Really? And then you get those things in the mail, and you do them, and then all of a sudden you're stuck with 17 magazine subscriptions.
Yes.
Ed McMuffin, more like it. All right.
So, I'm going to hoot and holler about the same thing, because I got multiple takes on it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
The like way this. In the
You're going to hoot and holler. I got you.
All we right. in the South deep fry everything and anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the hooting is, some of it's really good. You got chicken.
All of it's really good.
You got fish.
Have you ever had anything bad that was fried?
He's got to start. Hey,
deep fried banana.
Hey, wait till he starts hollering.
I'd eat that.
You know what I'm holler about? The deep fried Twinkies and the deep fried Oreos and all this other stuff.
So man,
good. Oreos get deep out fried. That's so good. Good. With some vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, which one are you hooting or hollering right now?
I do like the
You're
Oreos.
Hooting and we're hollering.
Yeah. It's the Twinkie. It's the Twinkies. I don't. It's like that kind of stuff, like with some kind of gelatinous texture that
those still work.
I can't
still
do
good
it.
Too.
Yeah. What about Bad those day. Deep fried hot dogs, also known as corn dogs?
Revolutionary.
Yeah.
Wait till everybody gets a hold of
and
that.
And then you put it on a stick. Man.
Game changer.
Ooh.
Fried
on a stick.
That
That's
was the thing is, I've seen somebody talk about a deep fried hot dog, and I'm like, is that just a corn dog?
Well, I think
a
corn
a hot dog,
dog
on a
corn
stick.
Dog is cornmeal.
Yeah, this would be a particular batter.
They're good.
Also, let's get to it here. Corn dogs are inferior to corn pups.
A what? What's a corn
little,
pup?
Little corn dogs.
Talking like about
mini,
a pig in a blanket?
No stick?
No. These are different because I feel like for pig in a blanket is more like a biscuit type dough or a crescent roll type dough.
Phenomenal.
This is still cornmeal.
Yeah.
But it's just small and just like poppable.
Just like they took like a regular sized corn dog and just chopped it in three pieces and battered the other end.
So much better than corn dog.
Yeah.
It's hard to find now. And then you'll go places, I'll be like, oh my God, it's the mini corn dogs. It's a corn nugget. It's not, but I still love corn nuggets. But
corn nuggets?
Corn nuggets.
That's different than a corn
fried
dog.
Corn.
Yes.
We fried
what
all.
What do you think about those?
I'll mess a corn nugget up.
They're so good.
I'll eat 35 straight.
You're a corn fritter?
Hot.
Huh? Joey, can we get 35 fritter? Corn?
Same thing.
Nuggets up corn, here real quick.
Corn nugget is a corn fritter.
Well, I don't
corn
know.
Fritters, they put sugar this on them sometimes.
I don't know. Corn fritters have more breading throughout, and I feel like a corn nugget has just the pocket of corn.
Yeah.
I think you might be wrong on that one. Google it, Joey.
I will say, I had fried corn on the cob one time, and it was not great.
Fried corn on the cob?
Yeah, I went to a restaurant. It no longer exists, a barbecue restaurant.
Wonder why.
Yeah, they're doing, for good reason. It didn't last long. Doing stuff like this, because she swore up, and now she's like, you got to try fried corn on the cob. And I was like, that sounds crazy, but I'll give it a shot, because she kept ranting and raving. Like, it's the best thing we got. Everybody loves it. And it was trash. I mean, it was the worst way to eat corn. I bet the breading goes
right off.
Yeah, it was hardly any. I mean, you just ruined a perfectly good corn on the cob.
You guys remember that? It's Corn Kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Where's he at now?
That was so fun.
College.
That was a good
probably
time.
Probably trying to figure out another vegetable to make a song about.
Yeah. I bet he's done 30 TikToks with different veggies and none of them have taken off.
Man, nah, he's like, God, it ain't going to hit again.
He and Ocean Spray guy from Idaho that was doing the Fleetwood Mac song. Just
got a free truck out of that.
He did. Yeah. So, yeah. Give him that.
But see, yeah, like, he was my thing on camper or something, wasn't he?
I've seen some like deep fried foods where I'm like questionable about, and then I'm like, you know what, I gotta at least try it.
Yeah.
And then it's either a disaster or it's
what's the gold. Worst one you've had, probably the Twinkie or something like that?
Definitely the Twinkie. Like really? The Twinkie just ruined me. I took one bite of it and I was,
it seems like it would get soggy.
That was it for me. It was
fried like, Oreo is pretty good though.
Do you have it like a fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, fair fried food is
old a oil. Toss up.
Dude, yeah. I got
you gotta catch like it. Fish. You gotta catch it fresh out of the grease.
Hey, there's some restaurants that have it on the menu, and theirs are pretty good.
Here, this is one I'm about to, I can't wait to see your reaction to this. We went to Gatlinburg to a restaurant, Pigeon Forge. They had deep fried deviled eggs.
That shouldn't happen.
You know, I really don't like deviled eggs, but I would try that.
I like them.
Believe it or not, it was a hitter.
I love fried stuff so much that I hate pickles, but I like fried pickles every time just because I think maybe I like them. My brain just sees it fried.
I like the fried ranch. I like the fried pickle chips.
I mean, there's more hooting with deep fried foods, but it's the hollers that really just stand out more than anything.
Yeah.
You want to try those?
A fried pickle spear?
Yeah.
No, that's just
looks I thought you were talking about the chip. Wait, didn't you say chips?
The chip ones are the best.
Oh, I'll try those every single time. Yeah, but
sometimes,
fried spears.
Sometimes they're spears.
Usually not battered, like battered all the way, so you still see a pickle, so I don't touch that.
There's
too much skin.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant down on 30A.
Little frog-like.
And it's actually called Pickles, but it's like a burger joint.
Wow.
And they do deep-fried spears, and they put it either you can get it on the burger or off the burger. I got it off the burger, and it was just crumbled. Like, the batter was just falling off of it.
Pickles. That's in 30A.
Typical
I don't have the
pickles.
Money for 30A. You could give me a Gulf Shores alternative.
Yeah.
I don't ever go to 30A. I don't.
Gunton.
It's pretty.
I love 30A.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty.
I'll hoot about 30A.
But I love the Redneck Riviera of Gulf Shores. Mm. Anything goes.
Oh, yeah. I'm a West Beach guy. That's where it's at.
Oh, yeah. Fort Morgan? Like swimming in the oil?
Down to the beach, but west.
That's where BP got it secured.
Yeah.
Fort Morgan's off before you get to the coast.
I like Fort Morgan. That water is brackish, though. It is brown when you're swimming in.
We rented a house there when I was a kid, man. One of the best trips ever.
It is fun.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what the water was like. Probably not great.
Fort
There's
Morgan
no way.
Spring break 1 year.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Y'all had a good time doing that?
Yeah.
No. No. I'll call it like it is. No, it was a terrible time.
Might as well stay in Foley, huh?
The winds never got below 30 miles an hour.
We played roughly a 6 hour game of Pong.
Really?
Yeah.
Beer Pong.
That sounds
on the beach.
Pretty good.
Because you would throw the ball and it would just come right back to you.
You don't know how smart we were?
I see.
Oh, I've played
beer was in the cups.
First few times
it
I
turned
played.
Into more of a punishment
I didn't know.
Than anything.
Yeah.
Nobody told me.
Yeah. It was
very
gritty. Yeah,
it's
a very gritty drink.
Yeah. You had to pick out a cup.
We're young and dumb.
Hey, you guys were just doing the best you could.
Our
man.
Friend that was our friend that's an engineer wasn't with us on this one because he definitely would have been like, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah, he's out there measuring the wind.
We like to play cornhole on the beach. We've played some windy days where your throw is insane. Like you are aiming 30 feet in the air just to get it straight. Yeah.
Wow.
Cornhole. Throw a ping pong ball towards the ocean just to get it to end up 12 foot.
Yeah. And everybody with their back to the wind is just like barely flicking it up in the air, and the wind is just taking it all
ping
away.
Ping pong ball has no chance on the beach.
No, I wouldn't even. No, that's not I can't possible. Think of that's a worse, insane game.
That's the worst kind of ball to have on the beach, probably, besides a beach ball.
Ironically,
why?
So.
Why? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some beach balls ball. That you take out on the beach that you'll get arrested for. So I would say that there are worse ones. Yeah.
You can't take them out. No.
Yep. No. Not our beaches.
Nah.
No. Well, I'm not going to the beach without mine.
Well.
Yeah. Well, you can take
just,
them.
Yeah, you just got to keep them mind, in their protective
they don't
cover.
Mind about
keep
that.
Them covered.
Yeah, just you got to keep them covered.
But that's all I wanted to hoot and holler about was deep fried foods, because both is like a hit and a miss for me.
Can be.
I think you're just having bad opportunities.
Possibly. I mean, I don't go seeking.
I wouldn't ride off. I'm just saying, don't ride off fried Twinkies yet.
I don't know, man. If you can do them right, bring them to
I
me.
I can't, but there's some restaurants that have. No, I can't fry anything.
Like fried pies, like,
oh, gosh.
Pies, don't get any better than that.
It's the only way pie should be served.
Yeah.
Don't bake it, just fry.
That's the only way I like pie. I'm not a pie guy. Cake all day.
Fried cake.
Fried imagine cake. That. You and pie having issues. Who'd have thought?
Yeah, who knows?
Is there a deep fried cake?
No, I bet.
We need to get that in here.
I mean, it's essentially what a Twinkie is, right?
For Eric's birthday, we gave him a KFC crusted birthday cake.
This sounds so good.
Oh, my God. They're making some things now, aren't they?
Oh, my gosh.
They macaroni got and cheese in between the layers.
That up.
They got that taco now. You seen that?
What?
KFC?
The shell is a piece of chicken and pizza also.
Oh, I saw the pizza. Pizza.
It's chicken instead of dough.
I didn't.
Oh, I've done that.
I mean, is it kind of?
I didn't call it. It wasn't like a thing, but I'd make that at home all the time.
I had it one time when it was called chicken parmesan.
That's essentially. Well, it's scary because the pictures, I've seen eat it, the mozzarella on top is not melted. Like, it is somehow staying in its, like, shredded form. So I'm concerned about the state of the mozzarella it's not melting.
You know, I'm kind of thinking maybe I imagine that taco thing.
No, I feel like I've seen it before.
I believe it.
Maybe it was.
It might have been Taco Bell, actually.
I'm not eating that.
Chicken shell.
That's what it was. Just, man, that's not good. I'll eat a Dorito shell. I'm not eating a chicken shell.
All day.
Dorito shell is phenomenal.
But FYI, just take canned chicken, bake it, or dry it out, bake it, form it to a crust.
It's not what I was picturing.
High protein.
Yeah, I had a frozen thing that was like that one time. I forget. It was some kind of like bagel bite pizza. It was like a little flatbread, but it was made out of chicken, and it was weird. But
it's actually pretty good.
As long as I don't think about
this
it.
This is not
large.
New at all.
No, I was thinking like a large chicken breast.
Yes.
Beat it down.
Me too. Yep. Pulverize it.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, that's definitely chicken parmesan.
That's chicken parmesan. Right, that's
but this, what we're talking about, like that eats like crust.
Yeah.
I mean, if nobody told you, you would think this is just like kind of a drier than normal crust.
Couldn't tell. Like, it's chicken with like egg and cheese and the seasoning mixed, and you just mix it all together. And
you're going to have to send that over to me.
Okay.
Why don't you just make us all one for
I'll do that.
Week.
Could you bring one next time?
Yeah.
I'll bring some cookies or something.
It'd be every episode. KFC it's like, cake. What is this crust? What did he? Yeah. What's the base for this?
This doesn't.
And it's a different animal every
taste
time.
Like pizza.
It's going to get real weird after about five or six of those.
My crust tastes like chicken.
It's like when you walk into a jerky store in Gatlinburg, like shark.
Yeah.
Just do a shark crust.
There's nothing wrong with beef jerky. What are we doing?
Why are we branching out?
Maybe turkey or the bacon stuff.
Sure. Yeah, occasionally.
Turkey jerky. I like the sounds of that.
I mean,
Eric has those chicken
It does rhyme. It's good. Yeah.
You got me there.
That's the key to good food. It's got to rhyme.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the herky jerky? You guys ever heard of that? Is there something wrong with you, or you're excited or something?
To get the herky jerkies?
You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I would think that's a medical condition. You take medicine for that. Yeah.
Maybe it's a dance. I'm going to look it up.
We're going to cut that one.
Yeah. So, Shane, what is it?
You brought up dancing. I couldn't hold it in.
It didn't
anymore.
Take long, did it? Well, it did. Yeah, it actually took long.
Yeah, you made it pretty good. Yeah,
see? Oh, man.
We all have to hydrate after that. Made us a little thirsty.
Jeez. I can't take him anywhere.
I know.
Mm-mm.
Might be a good thing he did break his wedding.
You don't bring him back in this room again, I tell you.
Not this basement.
Hey, not this basement.
This was your idea.
Who's up there?
Rats, usually. cat, maybe one time. It sounded like cat.
I like to imagine it's a Goonies situation and there's a diner up there. We're hiding out.
That's possible, too. I don't know. The only way to know is just take a knife to that right there and just cut.
I would.
And see what comes out.
No.
Just a grandma.
A whole grandma.
A whole grandma. Fall and mess our table all up.
But that would work for this set, I think.
It would.
She would blend in.
She's going to have to sit down here.
Especially
she's
got like the moo moo on.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Grandma's got fashion figured out.
Got it. My grandma used to like pantsuits.
So did mine.
And sweatpants. Matching sweatsuits.
Get some little bedazzled action going on the sweater.
And, yeah. Man, the most god-awful colors you've ever seen, too. Just pale yellow and pale green and stuff. Awful.
I bet it was comfy.
Boy, she was
functional. I mean, you just dressed up a sweatsuit, like sweatpants and stuff, and you're taking that out on the town. You think,
you can wear it at home or just go to Walmart with it.
Yep.
Whatever.
I mean, they still do. There's really no dress code at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Let's just get that out there.
Yeah. That's true.
Smooth transition from the couch to the buggy, which wear your sweatsuit.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'll get me one of those. Let's all get them.
Just matching sweatsuits.
Might be different the colors for your party this year.
Yeah, well, I can't have that, can I?
Mm. It's just a grandma bar crawl.
Everyone dresses as old people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bring an actual old person with me. It's me.
So before my turn's up, what's y'all's favorite and least favorite deep fried foods? Like I've already stated mine. So what's yours? I'm curious.
Well, that deep fried corn on the cob was definitely up there. Man.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you.
Favorite, I think, is just any kind of, shrimp, fried shrimp. By far. I love shrimp regardless, but you fry it, and I'm going to tear it up.
It's so freaking good.
I love it.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I was thinking fish. Good piece of fried catfish.
No, it makes it great. It definitely helps.
If what?
You don't even need sauce for deep fried shrimp.
No. What's up with that coconut shrimp?
I'll eat it.
I love it.
Yeah. It's good.
Don't understand it, but
it gets
weird.
It gets too sweet when you throw that sauce they give you in there sometime, which is like it's a yellow glaze thing. I don't know what it is. It's just, that's too much. I just want just the shrimp.
Not for me. I like it.
That's a lot of sugar for me right out of the gate, you know?
It's a lot, yeah. You really don't need to sweeten the shrimp up, but pretty good, though. I like fried fish of any kind. Pretty much anything, any kind of meat fried, pretty good.
Have we deep fried ribeye yet?
That we fry. Yeah. Frosty got a fried steak sandwich.
Oh, what's that thing called? This is just a deep fried steak sandwich?
Yeah, what, at Frosty?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a steak sandwich.
Huh.
You think they're getting overly complicated with naming stuff?
Well, yeah.
No, there's.
I watched Norman Reedus do a show, and when they went to the Frosty, he had something I'd never even seen on the menu.
What was it?
It was probably for the show.
I don't even remember.
Oh.
It was some off-the-wall name, but it had like bologna and other kind of stuff on it.
Yeah, I think I've seen that on there. It's probably somebody's name or something like that.
Suzanne.
Grandma's good sandwich or something.
Go down there and order a Suzanne.
Give me the Susan. The lazy Susan.
Got to put the Z in there.
Yeah, two Z's.
What's your favorite deep fried food? Before you start hooting and hollering over there.
I'm probably French leaning fries. More toward, French fries is pretty hard to beat.
Basic.
French fries is pretty hard to beat.
Good. You like them with stuff
like
all over them?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken is hard to beat. Fried chicken leg.
Some good chicken tendies.
Like some homemade batter.
I like them. I like them chicken
tendies.
We'll
have to get on a chicken tendy rant one day.
Yeah, them long nuggets.
Long nuggets.
Tone.
Grandpa?
It's what they are. Just think about it.
Yeah, a box of the long nugs, please.
Yeah. Give it them nugs. Fried nugs.
So I'm going to start posing it to my son because he refuses to eat chicken fingers but loves chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm like, buddy, this is just a long nugget.
Yeah, don't fancy them up and call them tenders either.
No.
We know their fingers.
Yeah.
Just let us have those. You don't have to make us feel like adults. We know we're getting chicken fingers.
All right. Well, I am hooting about time change, getting more daylight back, because there's nothing more depressing than it being midnight at 4:30 p.m.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Now we're getting a little more sunshine throughout the day. Driving home from work,
it's so good.
You're hooting for this particular time change.
Yeah,
man, I love like July when it's still daylight at like 8:30.
Man, yeah, exactly. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
You just feel like you're in the best part of the year.
Yeah,
because you are.
Exactly. You are.
You are.
No one likes the winter.
No, no, I mean, that's why those people rooting for fall. I'm like, yo.
Now, see, I fall's like fall
nice.
Weather.
Fall's nice.
I like fall weather. Time change.
But we don't get a lot of fall.
That's my gripe with the fall people. It's like, nah, that means time's going to change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get football and nice weather, but it's going to get dark
if we didn't have football.
I like that little crisp in the air in the fall, though.
Exactly.
That's nice, but we don't get that for long. Yeah.
No, you get it about a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just occasionally cold.
Then tornadoes come for some reason.
Tornadoes in the fall now, yeah.
Yeah.
Global well, it's kind of like fake right? summer that we're getting right now.
Huh?
It's like fake summer.
It ain't fake summer outside right now.
Fake spring.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
At time of recording, it is not summer.
I don't even know what month it is. Why it's like this.
There's nothing more depressing for me during the other side of time change than driving to work in the dark and coming home in the dark.
That's depressing, man.
Yeah, coming home at night. Not fun.
Well, I'm going to work at night.
Because then you feel like you just spent all day long working.
You've wasted a day.
Yeah.
Just wasted an entire day.
Because it's like dark. It's almost, I mean, it's borderline dark when I wake up in the evenings.
Yeah.
It's like 4:15-ish.
Bro, in the summertime, so the man, you get off work and go swimming or something if you want to.
Exactly.
Plenty of daylight. The water's nice and warm, too. That's where it's at right there.
So
I don't have a pool, but I've
been. I was about to say, it helps if you have a pool. I have any body water before. To jump in. Mm-hmm. A tiny creek, I think, somewhere. We'll not get in that.
Go to the lake, maybe. I don't know.
Go fishing. Go play some golf. Get 9 holes in before the sun goes down.
Yeah. I won't do that.
I know you won't. We're going to take you one day. Yeah, Shane and I'll take you one day.
Tried it?
I've been to Top Golf, and that's
golfing.
Yeah. It's fun.
In its purest form.
And I've done this, you know, putt-putt.
The Top Golf has a putt-putt thing called Putt Shack.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
It is not good.
Really?
I think Topgolf's a lot of fun. Topgolf, I love it because like you can be pretty bad at golf, and if you play the certain game with everybody, you could win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Putt Shack.
I never played before. And
Putt Shack's fun, but it's just stupid expensive. You pay $20 for like 9 holes, and then you have to wait forever behind people.
No, I want to go to this new Tiger Woods joint down in Tuscaloosa.
I know what
is that. Is that going to be like Pop a Topgolf?
It's like a fancy putt-putt kind of ordeal.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
It's called Pop Stroke. And while we're on the golf little things, I want to shout out a golf simulator we got in Jasper. It's called Par 64.
I've not been to that yet.
It is a sick spot.
Is it pretty fun?
We went this past weekend. It was really fun.
Good time.
I want to shout out to the city of Dora for having a putt-putt course at the city park back in the day.
Yeah, they did.
I do miss
not
that.
Anymore.
No, not anymore.
You'd be over there warming up for baseball games, having to dodge the little greens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom bought me and my brother golf clubs, like putters at like a yard sale or something, because you had to take your own ball.
In its prime, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't
bad. They just built a real golf course and got rid of the putt-putt.
Yeah, that was like, sorry, they weren't taking care of it anymore either.
I bet a lot of people do not remember that being there.
No.
It was like concrete with just a thin layer of turf on top of it.
That right there was for just one listener.
Well, they moved it
to the only one locally that remembers that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're talking to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, the people at Par 64 were really nice. They were welcoming, and it was fun. Well worth it.
I would go there, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Dude, you literally just hitting the ball into the screen.
That yeah, for people enough. That play, that's easier said than done for some of us.
No, you can play like Top Golf games. You can play like real golf courses.
I mean, it's about just making connection to the ball and hitting it forward for me is a struggle sometimes.
Little kicker here, you don't even have to hit the ball.
That's true.
Will it read like a worm burner that I might hit?
Yeah, there's sensors. There's sensors, and it's picking up more of the club head than the actual ball trajectory and all that.
I'll just swing the heck out of that thing.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
That sounds pretty fun.
Can I Happy Gilmore it, like get running start into
You know
it.
How much room for that? Because they got tables where you can sit with your friends Gilmore. And stuff right there behind you.
I'm worried about being made fun of.
It'd be like a Hap Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that hollering?
Yeah, so hollering about pollen.
Preach.
While I'm grateful for the time change, it also means pollen season's here.
Yeah.
And I can't think of anything worse.
No.
Drake may hate deep-fried Twinkies, but if I had to eat 1,000 of them in a week to avoid pollen, do it.
Well, I'd do that too, sure.
Yeah. It didn't used to bother me about sugar, but now it gets
tears me up.
Yeah.
You know what they say about Alabama weather? Pollen sucks.
I remember that in our school textbooks.
Yeah, that's what the old folks used to say.
Knock on wood. It does not seem this year was as bad as last year, but it may not be the peak of it yet.
It's coming.
You did that video the other day. You came in. It was like covered in green.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, my God. That was funny. What was that pollen?
God, I hope not. God, I wouldn't be here. I would not. I would be dead if I had that much pollen on me. No,
it took me straight to UAB.
It was you know, you used to do these like color runs back in the day, which I never did, but it was like, wear a white shirt and run and we'll throw powder in your face. Yeah. Like, it sounded terrible to me.
Awful.
It was a box of yellow stuff made for that kind of thing. It looked off Amazon for like $20.
It looked just like powder. That was amazing.
It worked because I was talking to my wife, Lisa, about the how are we going to pull that off? And she said, she suggested cornstarch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, I don't think it's going to be bright enough on camera. Then that box came in and I read it and it was just dyed cornstarch, whatever that was. Yeah.
Oh.
Same stuff. Just they fill it with dye.
Huh.
I cut grass for the first time a couple of weeks ago and woke up the next day and thought I was on my deathbed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's you got to wear a mask.
My eyes were swollen. Like, I couldn't breathe. I'm like,
man,
you know
sucks.
What, Lord? Flat, send that cross this way.
There was only two times when pollen gets bad. If you're working in the yard, wear a mask. And then we had that drought in that October, like several years ago, and it was just like cutting grass was just like stirring up dust, like crazy,
just blowing
and
dirt.
And so I was
everywhere.
Having to cover my face for that.
That's like me when I touched this couch that day.
Ooh, yeah, I was worried about you.
It wasn't good.
You should just be in a hazmat suit. Or
I think it's wore off.
We need to get one of those like plastic covers that are super uncomfortable.
Can you imagine how loud that would be?
Oh, every time you move.
Yeah. That's all we would hear.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I move a lot. Not good.
There's also nothing worse than when you wash your car and then come out 2 hours later and you're like, that was a waste of money.
Yeah, I just don't
there's
wash
no
mine.
Point in washing your vehicle right now.
Oh, I foolishly paid for a subscription to the car washing Jasper.
Nice.
And so my thing is, I'm going to make you lose money. Like, every time I'm in Jasper, I'm washing my truck. It'd be pouring rain, I'm washing my
don't
truck.
Care. That money you're laundering?
No. I'm going to get every I'm going to get every penny of it I can.
What kind of wheels do you have on your truck?
What do you mean? Tires?
No.
Rubber? Of the rubber variety?
The wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big metal piece in the middle
the
of the
rim?
Rubber.
Yeah, the rim.
What about it?
What kind?
Like size of it?
Nope. Like material of it.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Like an alloy, probably.
You wash it too much and it'll rust real fast.
That
on
really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Went it's going to start pulling in with wheel covers on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went through that issue at the Toyota car.
Wonder if my warranty covers that.
Sir, pull forward.
Most likely not.
Just get you some Jeep covers, and before you pull in the car wash, just jump out and throw those suckers on
just
there.
Just take the tires off. You don't need them. It moves you through.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. It's a good few people pick it up and put it on there. One of those car washes blew my tire completely. Like, just gashed my tire.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that's not, that sucked.
I don't go to that one anymore after you told me that.
I do for some reason.
You went back.
Glutton for punishment.
They pay for my tire.
Before they pay for one.
Yeah, that was the old owners, and I think they upgraded some stuff. But I tell you what, do not get the package where they spray the dressing on it in the thing. It'll be like a blob of tire dressing in one spot of your tire.
Super
and
shiny.
Nowhere else.
And then they stab that
terrible.
Blob, apparently.
And then they just jab it with a knife. Right? That's how they know where to stab it.
See, it wasn't the little track that popped your tire. It was the attendant mad that you made him work harder, so he just flipped it around him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
these attendants.
I knew when he put me on there. I was like, I'm too far to the left. I know something's gonna happen. And sure enough, I get out and I flip my mirrors out, and I could just hear, busted it.
I've seen attendants that are, you know, the ones that guide you onto the track, make sure you know, point to the sign, put it in neutral, all that. that will pull out the brush and like go to town, like really give it a good pre-scrub, and appreciate that.
Yeah,
right.
But then here lately, it's like they have just a hose pipe, and they're just like
the one. And
like that. What good is that, bro, doing?
The dude the other day at this car wash, he got the brush out and didn't even dip it in the bucket. Dry brush all over my paint.
Dry brush. Oh, this scratched it up.
Just God, and luckily all my clear is gone already. You know, man. Wow. And then didn't even get my back window with it.
No, no, they're not really, they're not fooling with the back at all.
Mm-mm. I want them. I want the plastic on the rear wiper. If you don't put that on there, I feel cheated. You know what I'm talking about? Like if I take my wife's like SUV up there, if you got a rear wiper.
How long does that plastic ride though?
I mean, as long as I want it to. It ain't coming off.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's my issue with
it. I want people to know I spend money on car washes.
Well, I was going to say, I forget by the time I make it back to the house that it's on there.
Yeah.
So it'll be on there for 2 months.
Just riding around looking cool.
That's what the ugly barcode on the front of my car is for. Let everybody know that I foolishly give them $20 every month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just let everybody know you're an idiot.
When you ever washed your own cars, did y'all like, neglect the roof, like wash it. I'm like, man, I think I missed the roof.
Sometimes, yeah.
You, if I'm in a truck, it's easy to get the bed of the truck and then wash it.
Yeah.
SUV, man, ain't getting clean.
No,
I'm not getting to it.
That's when I have.
On mine, and it's impossible. I don't even try.
It's just gonna look how the way it looks for.
I haven't washed my vehicle by hand myself since I was probably for sure in my 20s. Mm-hmm. I tried to get my daughter out there to clean my truck one day, like last year, thinking like they'll have fun. Cause I got suckered into that from my parents all the time. And, or I'd earn like $5 grandma would give me for cleaning her car.
Mm-hmm.
Daughter did not. She just pulled the hose on me and I got soaked. It was not.
That's what I do. My kids don't want to do it with me no more. Cause I just spray them with a hose all the time. Like, oops.
Yeah.
Psh. In the face.
Yeah, and then just playing water fight, and then like now somebody's car's got like two clean doors.
Yeah, or like my daughter always.
At the bottom too, not even the top.
My daughter always wants to help. She's like, can I wash some? I'm like, yeah. And like, I got to go behind you and wash it now because you did a poor job.
I gave up on doing it myself about the third time when it just looked like a spotted leopard, where I, like you could just see where you kind of missed like a little spot.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good at washing them, but I get lazy and just don't want to do it.
This is why I don't get paid for it.
I wouldn't pay you if you're bad at it.
No.
Well, most of the car wash attendants aren't very good at it, but they are getting paid for it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right about that.
I'm just going to yell at the guy next time. Put some muscle into it.
He might pop your tire next.
I'm curious.
That's how you lose a tire. Now we're piecing it together.
I was yelling a lot that day.
You were really letting him have it.
I was shaking my fist through the windshield.
Old man in
kept
right
pointing
there
at his antenna like,
don't you know that sponge is supposed to be wet for you hit my truck?
Yeah, you get to the back, wash it. Clean my tires.
Any more gripes about pollen chain?
No, I don't think I need to.
You just don't like it?
What's there to like?
Just not.
What's the point?
There's not one person that likes it.
If somebody can tell me right now what the point in pollen is, I still want it.
I'm sure there's like a scientific fact.
Well, I'll tell you, it's how trees grow.
We have enough trees.
Yeah, what do we need that for?
Yeah, we don't.
I'm for deforestation.
Yeah. It's pine trees. Pine
clear
trees.
It out.
We don't need no more pine trees here, that's for sure.
When I worked at the golf course, this is when they had the two trailers. I was standing up on the porch, and when it was blowing so hard, like you just see the pollen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like a ghost, like a big yellow ghost.
The manager at the time was out there. He's like, man, these carts are going to get really dirty. Probably put them up. As soon as you start putting them up, it's when like 17 people would pull up.
Like, you just hose them off.
Right back out.
You just hose those babies off.
Just get your khakis all yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And your nice polo.
Is there a requirement to wear that over here at this golf course?
Yes.
You have to. It's not. That's why I used to play at Percy Markham.
Yeah, I've seen.
Feel like you could wear a nice,
I've seen two old men wearing overalls
there. I thought
he
was talking about like working
playing.
There.
Yeah. Oh, I have too. Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. I've seen people playing shirtless over there. That's my kind of golf course. No
like
rules.
Yeah, no
at
rules
all.
At all.
Outback Steakhouse. No rules.
Yeah. Gut.
Just right.
Gym shorts.
Yeah, that's what they say, huh?
That's what Outback says. Yeah. Which a shout out to Outback for sponsoring the first episode of that'd be huge. Come out of the gate, first episode with Outback Steakhouse sponsorship.
Bloomin' Onion.
I was gonna say, where's the Bloomin' Onion?
I'm holding that. Well, until they pay us, I'll say special thanks to our sponsors, Outback Steakhouse.
There you go.
They got that black bread just sitting on our coffee table.
Which, by the way, they don't bake back there. They just get shipped to them in giant bags.
Really?
And they just heat it up and then put it on a little platter thing, like the little cutting board. Make it look like they baked it themselves.
It's pretty good.
I like it. I will defend.
I smother it in the butter, so it doesn't matter.
I will defend Outback Steakhouse to my death. It is one of the best chain sit down restaurants in existence.
Oh, that'd be.
I got a few of those.
There's our next Hoot and Holler.
Hoot, your chain restaurant, Holler. I like that idea. Mm. There it is on the next episode. I think we've run out of time, though. I think we did. That's a heck of a teaser. Thank y'all for watching. For everyone here. For Eric, Drake, Shane, myself, Joey, special thanks to Sammy Snow for the music. Y'all take care. God bless. And roll damn tide.
If that jar's not in. Oh, that's not it.